It's Monday, the 19th of May, 8 a.m. and it's a lovely morning. Still calm skies, hardly a breeze, but enough veiled cloud to stop the sun from really pushing through at the moment. Oh, having just said that, it looks like it's going to manage to do it. And I'm slightly in the shadows of the trees anyway. But it's a lovely calm morning. I'm standing looking across through the treetops and across the Firth of Clyde to Rosse. I can hear, in fact now I can actually see top deck of the ferry. It'll either be the MV Bute or the MV Argyle. Just heading out of port, just leaving the terminal. And I know that at almost precisely at the same time, the other one will be leaving Rosse and they'll pass in the middle. The seas are looking pretty calm this morning, which they weren't over Saturday, and even more so yesterday. Yesterday morning, when I recorded my thoughts and plans, it was dreich. And it remained dreich until we all had our breakfast together in our caravan and headed out, I think, about 10 a.m. to go down to Ayr. We just made our minds up to go and do what we'd planned to do anyway, even if it wasn't a nice day. In fact, it wasn't just not a nice day, it was a terrible day. So we drove down to Ayr, and about 12 miles down the road from here, down the coast, we drove across the dry line, where it was evident there'd been no rain. And it was that way all the way to Ayr. It wasn't sunshine, but it was a high-level grey cloud, different shades, but stopping the sun from getting through. But the point was, no rain, and when we got to Ayr, they never had any rain at all. And so we got round our car boot market, indoor market, round the shops for the girls, and then into Witherspoon's, the Westkirk. Another old church at Witherspoon's had converted into a lovely eatery, yeah, that's the best thing we call it, an eatery. And we had our dinner in there. That was after having a full breakfast here in the caravan. The funny thing is, we ordered, because we weren't particularly hungry, we ordered the special deal meals. And one of those comes with two fried eggs. My wife doesn't particularly like fried eggs on her cold meat, her cooked meat. And so, yeah, she gave them to her brother, and her sister ordered the same meal, and she could only manage one, so she gave that one. So he ate five fried eggs, along with the extra chips that they couldn't eat and that I couldn't eat. Just like having a handy bucket next to you. Nothing wasted when he's about. He can pack it away. But anyway, so we got that, and then we jumped back in the car. And I'm condensing this, by the way. We were down there for about 4 hours, 5 hours. And then we drove back up, and guess what? Yep, we drove right back into the rain, and the rest of the evening and night, it never halted. It just varied in intensity. It just rained and rained and rained. It was a miserable day up here. And we were so glad that we decided to go ahead and do what we were going to do, because we may have thought that if it was teeming buckets down in air, that there was no point in going anywhere. What would we have done? I don't know what we would have done, but, you know, you've just got to go and take your chances, and it worked out for us. So the family, when we got back here, the family went up to their caravan just to pack their bags, tidy the caravan and come down here. And Mary made them their tea before they headed off, because, as I said, the two guys are both working this morning. Alan, he was up, he had to, he starts at 6, so he has to be up, I think, about 4 o'clock in the morning to get to his work to be able to start for 6. Some mornings he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't know how he does it. Don't know how he does it. So they two are working, so we waved them off, and we had thoughts, in fact, of heading home ourselves, and thought, if it's going to be like this, we wouldn't even be able to, would be worth taking a jaunt back down to Largs, or going for a walk, obviously. So we just decided to get the comfy gear on, put the heater on, settle back with some wee treats, and watch the telly, which we did, and watched Vera, yes. Graham, you're listening, Vera, black cat, black 73 cat, should say. Yeah, we watched Vera, and then hit the sack. And you know what? I had restless legs last night again. Same old scenario, fall asleep quickly, waking up shortly with restless legs. Fortunately, last night, I think I was so fatigued from losing the sleep the previous two nights that I managed to get off again and slept right through till just before 7 this morning. That was great. I was after... Hello. Oh, it's got a moth. Oh, a beautiful wee blue tit just came down. I thought he'd come down to see me, but no, he had spotted a moth on the ground. He's off with it. Sun's out now. It's going to be a nice morning, I think. So, not a lot of travelogue, more thoughts and failed weather than anything else, but that is life. It's life. If we didn't go anywhere or do anything until the weather was dry here in Scotland, we probably wouldn't get much done in a year. And the fact we had family with us was probably even more important, because it gave both our bachelor brother a break, which he very seldom, if ever, gets. If we don't take him, he never goes anywhere. But then to give Alan and Ellen a wee break away from the rigours of home life. And we don't really have rigours of home life, but she does. She's a tough time looking after all the family. My goodness me. So I think she enjoyed it probably more than Alan did. But anyway. It's September before we take my way again down to Haggerston. But we had the company, so whenever we were sitting down, no matter where it was even in the car, because we just used my car here, I can get them all in the Volvo if we're going to join. And it's all about blethering and getting things off your chest and sorting the world and talking about family. Yeah, we all do it, don't we? Ah, well, the sun's out, it's beautiful now. We'll be heading home. We have to bail out of the caravan by 10 a.m, but we'll be away before that, I think. And then I'll take my time driving home. I may drop out into the Apple store at the Brayhead terminal, but I haven't told Mary about that yet. I will just casually mention it just about 2 or 3 miles before we hit the slip road. I might suggest a coffee. And I think there's a Costa or Starbucks or something that's just along from the Apple store. Coincidence, huh? It's real only for I need to get a lightning adapter and things like that for a new iPad. We'll see. I might not bother. I might just head on home. So, there you go. That's that weekend almost over. Won't be over till we get home and get the car unpacked, and then we'll accept the fact we're back home again. But here down in Rothsay Gardens, overlooking the Clyde over to Rossi itself. Yeah, it's beautiful down here. It really is. And these people here in front of me, they've all got their own personal caravans with verandas and umbrellas and potted plants and wee gardens and benches. I'd love something like this, you know, just to come away to as regular as possible. Get away from the door, that's what it's all about. Anyway, it's time to get the eggs on modest breakfast this morning for me and Mary. Then I'll get the car packed. Funny thing was, I put the two deck chairs out that I was carrying the top box. Put them out on Friday when we landed here, and it was a stunning day, as you may remember. Absolutely stunning day right through. And the past 2 days I've sat there, gathering rain. I'll have to dry them off before I can put them in the car. So that's it. Almost the end. Well, pretty much the end anyway. I always feel they're never long enough, these wee breaks, no matter whether it's 3 days, 4 days or 5 days. Just another day, please. Just give me another day. Never happy, are we? Never content. Speak soon. Bye for now.